Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
There are 50 former national intelligence folks who said that what this he's accusing me of is a Russian plan. They have said that this is has all the care. Five former heads of the CIA, both parties, say what he's saying is a bunch of garbage.
That's Joe Biden, back during the debate with Trump in 2020, flat out lying about his son's laptop. And what's so chilling about that speech is so are the former heads of the CIA, the 50 intelligence officers that all lied for him. And now we're finding out some of those agencies did so much more. Now we know the truth. Twitter didn't censor conservatives. Millions of posts for spreading misinformation or Russian disinformation, but at the request of the Democrats for spreading the truth. What we learned this weekend, and this has been one of the most shocking news weekends in American history, it truly has. What we learned this weekend was that millions of Americans were illegally censored and silenced. So one crackhead could collect bribes and payoffs for his family, the Biden family, from this country's worst enemies on earth, Russia and China. And that were serfs. They trampled the rights of millions to protect Joe and Hunter from the consequences of their crimes. And it wasn't just Twitter that did this on behalf of the Democrat National Committee. It was no less than the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security. This weekend, not just one earth-shattering story broke, but four. Most people miss this. There are actually four separate shocking stories here that all just happened to break in about 72 hours. The first was the Trump Twitter release. And in it, you see the shocking back and forth. I keep using the word shocking, but it is. It shocks the consciousness. The back and forth between Joe Biden's campaign, the DNC, which is the head of the Democrat Party, and Twitter. And they're just asking for things and people to be shut down. James Woods, one of Twitter's most popular right-wing commentators, had shared a picture right off the Hunter Biden laptop of Hunter weighing out drugs on a scale. And they didn't like that. So they just wanted him silent. So he just was. Now, here's the shocking part, folks. Just last week on this podcast, I played a clip for you of a CIA agent saying, oh, no, it's terrible. Russians are going to be all over that Twitter, man. If you don't let us censor it, if you don't let us censor. And he deliberately says the right wing accounts. He gives the farm away. He doesn't care what left wingers are saying. He just wants to shut down anybody criticizing Joe Biden. But the excuse from these people has been, we have to protect you from Russian disinformation. In the clip at the beginning of this podcast, you heard Joe Biden say his son's laptop was Russian disinformation. That's the cover story, the excuse. But to me, the most shocking part of getting these files from Elon Musk in a totally heroic act was the fact that nowhere in there, in the correspondence from Democrat Party officials, Joe Biden's campaign, to Twitter asking for the censorship, nowhere in there, not even once, did they claim, oh, hey, we're the victims of Russian disinformation. That's not true. That's Russian disinformation. They didn't even pretend. They dropped all pretense of that. We're very clear going back and forth with these folks at Twitter. Oh, hey, we just want the other side censored so we can win. Why didn't they claim it? Because there was no Russian disinformation. In the second story that would break this weekend, Yoel Roth talked to the New York Post. So he's covering up for himself. He's the former head of Twitter's safety being protection from anything that makes the Democrats look bad, whether it's true or not. Yeah, that guy. He was the one who made the censorship decisions at Twitter. And then when Elon Musk took over, he quit in faux outrage that the truth would now be allowed on Twitter. Whatever the case, he did an interview with the New York Post where he said, listen, it's not me. It's not my fault. I met with the FBI every week and they totally lied to me. They said that this was going to be the product of hacking, a product of Russian disinformation. It's not my fault. That was story number two. Story number three was the testimony of FBI goon thug Elvis Chan, the one who earlier this year, you know this if you listen to Battleground Podcast, was doing interviews bragging about how his job is to censor people on social media and even bragging that he was the one that censored the Hunter Biden laptop story. Well, we know that was a true story. That guy, Elvis Chan, he, in the third big story to break, was deposed on Friday in a lawsuit. So he went under oath. He had to tell the truth about what he had been doing. And he confessed, yeah, you know, I met with Twitter, met with people weekly. I was doing this weekly. He said he couldn't remember, though, if he talked about the Hunter Biden laptop. Well, Yo Roth, who did meet with him, said, yes, he did. That's what he wanted us to beware of. Now, remember the weird thing about this. We now know that the FBI, via Elvis Chan, was going to Facebook, going to Twitter, and saying, hey, you're going to get like a hacked material story. You're going to see that. Just go ahead and censor that when it comes out. The question has always been, well, how did they know it was coming out? Well, the New York Post answered that question definitively this morning. They write, it looks very much as if the FBI pre-bunked a story it knew was coming out about Hunter Biden. But how would the FBI know the New York Post was going to publish a story in October 2020 and be meeting with all of these, you know, heads of social media? Well, they write the FBI was spying on Trump's then lawyer Giuliani's online cloud under the pretext of an investigation into alleged foreign agent registration violations, a probe that conveniently dropped this year. So they dropped it. In other words, when they didn't need to spy on Rudy anymore. And why were they spying on Rudy? Well, because he had a copy of the laptop. The covert surveillance warrant on Giuliani, they write, gave the FBI access to emails in August 2020 from the Delaware computer repair store owner, John Paul Mac Isaac. And so he's going back and forth with Giuliani. He's saying, here's the Hunter Biden laptop. I can't get the FBI to get interested in it. And then Giuliani begins going back and forth with the New York Post and working on with them on the story. And so that's how the FBI knew. Within weeks of Giuliani becoming Trump's lawyer, the FBI raids his apartment and arrests him and charges him. That gives them the ability to surveil everything he does, including his correspondence with the New York Post. And to use that surveillance tool, they're supposed to be using this to go after bad guys, to instead use it to surveil Giuliani, to try to protect the Bidens from the consequences of their crimes. It literally shocks the conscience that a law enforcement agency would do this, but they did. In the fourth shocking story from this weekend, so there's four of them, that one came from Senator Josh Hawley and Senator Chuck Grassley. Their timing was actually terrible. I wish they'd waited a few days so it wouldn't get buried. But they have a whistleblower from inside the Department of Homeland Security who is blowing the whistle and gave them a bunch of documents on the disinformation governing board. Remember that? The one they were going to install Nina Jankowicz to run? Yeah, well, you know how they said, oh, well, we'll just disband that thing. We never really got it up and running. They did. The internal documents show it. In fact, it had been up and running since February, and essentially the Department of Homeland Security was doing the same thing the FBI was. They were out censoring conservatives, censoring, you know, targeting things that made the Bidens look bad. And the problem with that is that it means that Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas perjured himself twice. That's a felony criminal violation. Perjured himself twice in testimony under oath before Congress, when he's like, yeah, we never got that thing up and running. We shut it down. No, they didn't. It was running the whole time. He lied to Congress about that. That board, by the way, is still up and running, the Disinformation Governance Board. And listen, just this is the important part. Just like the correspondence back and forth from the Biden campaign and Twitter saying, hey, we need you to censor this for us. Inside their internal documents, they don't mention Russian disinformation. They're not even concerned about it. Why? Because they know it's fake. Instead, it shows the Disinformation Governing Board running what it calls a rumor control program. That would be any rumor that's true, but damaging to the Democrat Party. And they were even coordinating with big tech with industry partners to build. And it's not clear from this if they finished building it, but they were working on it starting in February, an analytic exchange with big tech that would allow them to quickly identify whoever they wanted to take down, whoever's posts they wanted to take down, whoever they wanted to cancel, and just wipe them out.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Now, wrap your head around this for a minute. Elon Musk, in punishment for refusing to censor for the Democrats, is currently under no less than three investigations by the Biden administration, two by two separate federal agencies and one by a federal committee. In that one, he's being investigated for foreign influence. They theoretically could reverse the sale of Twitter if he's found to be unsafe due to foreign influence. This is the level of outrage. It's all harassment by the federal government, no different than what's going on in Venezuela right now, where Maduro is jailing and investigating his opponent. This is absolute harassment for simply refusing to break the law and illegally violate Americans' First Amendment rights on behalf of the convenience of the Democrat Party. So again, to bottom line these shocking stories, the FBI lied to cover up Hunter Biden's crimes and manipulate social media. The FBI lied in order to censor honest Americans across millions of posts from talking about them. Think about that. That is the total and complete weaponization of our federal government and our law enforcement agencies, quite frankly, for evil. And again, just to summarize, it means millions of Americans were illegally censored and silenced so one crackhead could collect bribes and payoffs for his family from this country's worst enemies on earth, Russia and China. And, you know, again, as I said earlier, we're serfs. Now wrap your mind around this. The major networks, the New York Times, completely blacked this out this weekend. So when they're not lying about the news, they're blacking it out. NBC, CBS, ABC, and CNN through Sunday night did a combined total of 7 seconds on this. That was just on one of the networks. The rest just completely blacked it out. So did the New York Times. Worse yet, NBC News found time to do a segment on how Elon Musk is, of course, a white supremacist, and how hate speech is increasing on Twitter. In other words, they're weaponizing their followers against Musk, knowing that there's always those on the fringe who are, you know, on the edge of a mental break, trying to see how outraged they can get them while blocking the truth. But this is an absolute weaponization with ignorance of half the country. And I got to say, to go through this, and I predicted this, folks, I told you it would be so bad, there would be countries seeking Elon Musk for arrest that he can't even go to, that he might eventually have to flee this country for his native South Africa just to keep doing this. It's going to get bad. There's going to be boot after boot after boot through his door from multiple agencies. You're never going to have seen anything like it. And I got to say, look, whatever you think of Musk in the future or in the past, this is one of the most selfless, heroic things I've ever seen a person do. Buying a company, paying billions of dollars more than it's worth, quite frankly, exposing the threat that company posed to freedom everywhere and throwing out there for everyone to see the evidence of what the Democrats have done and how they've weaponized the government. Look, this is a guy who depends on government contracts in part for the success of some of his businesses, government handouts that he's used in the past. All of that is gone, and he's going to become persona non grata, the number one target of these thugs. And you're already seeing the price of it this weekend. I mean, this is an incredible headline to see in the United States of America, not in Venezuela, but in the United States of America. Here's the headline in the Daily Wire. Elon Musk will not sign autographs ever again, he says, as he warns assassination risk is quite significant. And it is. He said this in an interview surrounded by his security. I mean, you look at Brett Kavanaugh, all the left has to do is send their thugs, their mentally unbalanced thugs, marching. I mean, look at Kavanaugh. A guy showed up with zip ties and murder weapons to kill his entire family. The media is absolutely capable of weaponizing thugs at this level. And he said, listen, I can't ever, you know, sign autographs. I'm in danger of assassination. I have to be careful. And he's right. He does. Look, all you have to know is that Mike Pompeo, former head of the CIA, admitted attempting to murder Julian Assange, probably the greatest journalist of our time, the only one to ever fairly report on the bad stuff both sides were doing. And the guy who got the DNC hack information says it didn't come from the Russians, and the guy who provided it is dead. He all but told us Seth Rich gave it to him. I mean, this is what you're dealing with here. Elon Musk sees this. He is literally in danger of being suicided or murdered, or at a very minimum believes he is. I think he is too. I told you that before they let him institute a free platform, they will destroy and maybe even attempt to kill him. They cannot allow that and go further, any further with their agenda, especially not with record numbers of people pouring onto Twitter every day and enjoying free speech. They can't have that. And folks, we'll get into this more tomorrow. But remember I told you about the release of the Simon & Schuster book that was coming, the one by Dr. Huff, the scientist who actually worked at the Wuhan lab, was the number two in charge at Echo Health Alliance. And he's flat out said, I and we, the Chinese, that was a military lab, created COVID-19 for the U.S. government. In other words, the U.S. government killed millions. Well, that book just hit. Again, published by Simon & Schuster, not some conspiracy site. He called it the biggest U.S. intelligence failure since 9/11. He accused our intelligence agencies of actively working with Anthony Fauci to cover up the creation by our federal government of COVID-19, not a COVID virus, the COVID virus. And keep in mind, folks, the big distraction here has been, Fauci did it, 6 million, but yeah, okay. But Fauci also ran $39 million for the Department of Defense through Echo Health Alliance. That's the group Dr. Huff is with. He was the number two in charge. And Huff is saying, listen, I went a year ago to the FBI and told them we engineered this. We made this for the federal government. And he said not only was he ignored, he said he went to Congress, too, and they ignored him as well. He said not only was he ignored, he said he was threatened by the FBI. He said the federal government, including the DOD, Department of Defense, and the FBI, has been running psychological operations on him to try to silence him. Look, there's no way Simon & Schuster publishes this without verifying. I mean, there's no way they do that. They are a left-wing mainstream publisher. And he says, listen, they have threatened me, warned me to be silent. The implications of that, folks, are staggering. Look, notice the news today. That is an absolute bombshell. And that the U.S. created COVID-19, it's nowhere. It's being blacked out. Folks, for all practical purposes, we live in a police state with a Politburo. I mean, it's just nuts. Finally, folks, I want to remind you what the media outlets who are blacking this out sounded like when the Hunter Biden laptop came out. They even accused Giuliani of being a foreign agent. Remember, that's why they arrested Giuliani. They said, wow, you must have gotten all this stuff from the Russians, man. You didn't register as a foreign agent. We're going to have to raid your home and arrest you. And then when they don't need to spy on him anymore, they quietly drop the charges. Anyway, I want you to hear the same media who is today in unison attacking Musk while blacking out this story. I want to remind you of what they sounded like when they were lying, assuring you that the laptop was fake.
This is really one of the stupidest October surprises I've ever seen.
It helps to really view this as storytelling, not so much as news coverage, but as political entertainment.
NPR explained, we don't want to waste our time on stories that are not really stories.
Who even thought to make that story up?
It's a story that many intelligence experts say has all the hallmarks of a foreign interference campaign.
It looks like it's tied to Vladimir Putin in Moscow.
This is a Russian intelligence disinformation campaign.
It's a foreign intelligence operation.
Foreign intelligence operation.
Russian intelligence.
Rudy Giuliani was not fed passively Russian disinformation. He ordered it off the menu.
This is a classic example of the right-wing media machine.
And he's in the midst of a scandal.
He's not.
And he's taking...
He's
of course
not.
He is,
no.
Leslie.
We should note Hunter Biden isn't running for president. That argument has been debunked.
There is no evidence that Joe Biden did anything wrong.
For all we know, These emails are made up.
It just lacks credibility.
Okay, I would love if you guys would start doing that digging and start doing that verification.
No, we're not going to do your work for you.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.